Healthy Life.
Control of the airwaves and do it toll-free, 855-450-FREE, but you can also control the website. The content there has been submitted by listeners just like you. You can go to freetalklive.com, and you can add to the site whatever it is that you want to see there. So maybe you find something online that you think is interesting, like a YouTube video. Maybe it's a blog post or a news item. You can take that, and you can submit it as show prep over at freetalklive.com. And then it will appear on the upcoming stories page, at which point it must receive a certain number of votes in order to be promoted to the front page in the top of the website. Although I should correct myself. There's no guarantee it'll make it to the top, but it will make it to the front page if it is promoted. So you can go to freetalklive.com to get interactive there. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. With you tonight, it's Ian.
Daryl.
Hey, Mark.
Daryl, you're going to tell us about a high school tracking chip that apparently has gone to court, and the judge has decided that it's A-okay to make it so that these high schoolers have to have this tracking chip.
Yes.
Now, this isn't an embedded chip. It's something that one wears.
Yeah, it's an RFID chip implanted into the student ID card.
Or like a name badge. Some of them have the lanyards that they hang around their neck, and then the badge hangs there.
Yeah, when I was in school, you were given a student ID, but it was basically to get a discount at the movie theater.
In high school?
What do you mean?
You got a student ID for high school?
I did. We just got this laminated piece of paper that, what I could tell, was used for nothing but, like, getting student discounts.
Was your photo on it?
Yes.
Huh. Okay.
They would take you'd get it. Basically, the company that did the picture taking,
right.
I think that they would provide the school with an ID. I mean, this was a pretty cheap deal. This was just, some laminated kind of paper with my picture on it. But we had them.
Were you required to carry it?
No. I mean, there was, I don't, no.
Because I remember that.
They may have required you, but I don't think anybody did.
I remember, and you were in high school long before I was. That never happened to me.
Okay.
And I graduated high school in 1998. Now, I remember they did
what
have.
What never happened to you?
The IDs.
You didn't even have a student ID?
The only school ID I ever had was when I went to college.
So
I think I had one in college.
There were all kinds of student discounts out there in the world. How did you redeem them?
They had a discount card.
Okay.
But it was just a generic discount card. They, teamed up. Somebody sold some deals to some businesses, and then they would come up with this card where if you went to certain businesses, you'd get some kind of discount.
I mean, some businesses have a student discount. They have a senior citizens discount.
Yeah.
They have, a fire department discount. They have a military discount. But if you're not, if you are a student, how do you prove that you're a student in order to get the student discount?
I don't know. I think you just have to look young.
It certainly would work.
So tell me about this high school. Where? What's going on? What's the story?
This is in San Antonio. It's in the Northside Independent School District.
Okay, and where's it coming from, the story?
This comes from Reuters.
Got it.
It says, a public school district in Texas can require students to wear locator chips when they are on school property, a federal judge ruled this past Tuesday.
Okay.
The case...
What's the problem?
They are cattle, apparently. I mean, we are on a farm, and this is a different level of farm. This is, more like a day prison for the children. So in prison, they want to know where you are at all times. They have counts and things like that. So, makes sense.
This is a case raising technology-driven privacy concerns among liberal and conservative groups alike.
Mm, okay.
The U.S. District Judge Orlando Garcia said the San Antonio Northside Independent School District had the right to expel sophomore Andrea Hernandez, who is 15 years old, from a magnet school, John Jay High School, because she refused to wear the device, which is required of all students.
Mm.
The judge refused the student's request to block the district from removing her from the school while the case works its way through the federal courts. The ACLU is among the rights organizations to oppose the district's use of RFID technology, that being radio frequency identification. And one of the senior policy analysts from the ACLU, Jay Stanley, said, "We don't want to see this kind of intrusive surveillance infrastructure gain inroads into our culture. We should not be teaching our children to accept such an intrusive surveillance technology." The district's RFID policy had been criticized by conservatives who call it an example of big government further monitoring individuals and eroding government. Their liberties and privacy rights.
They're right about that.
Yeah, I have to agree. I just think it's amusing that anyone would dispute that this might be considered big government.
Well, I'm sure that the people who are advocating for this, and maybe there's a quote in this article from them to defend their position, but I'm sure their position is that, well, this isn't about big government, it's just about keeping the kids safe.
Well, and I've covered this case previously on my radio show, and there's not a quote from the school district in this, or at least in this article, but the school district had said before, well, this is just a pilot program in this one high school and one elementary school, and if it works, that way we can track, make sure that the kids are here. It's for the children's safety to make sure that they don't leave campus early and, you know, all that good stuff, and to make sure that the kids actually come to school and they're not being truant.
I left campus early, and I was plenty safe in doing that. I liked being able to leave campus if necessary. But now they put up fences and things like that, and they literally lock you in to this day prison.
Yeah. And I used to live right down the street from this high school.
Okay.
And I can tell you there is a large fence around the school. It doesn't have the barbed wire the way the prisons do.
Right. I don't think you have to wear a tracking chip when you're in prison.
I don't think so either.
At least, you know, it wasn't that way when I was in jail.
I don't see why they don't have prisoners wear tracking chips.
They probably will end up doing that at some point.
I can tell you it was more than one time, somebody was looking for an inmate on the 33 acres.
Right. Everybody has to get locked down. And
much of my life. It'd be nice to be able to tell where people were.
The Rutherford Institute, which is a conservative Virginia-based policy center that represented Hernandez, and this is something unusual, seeing the ACLU and the Rutherford Institute
working together.
The Rutherford Institute represented Hernandez in her federal case and said the ruling violated the student's constitutional right to privacy and vowed to appeal. The school district, which is the fourth largest in Texas with about 100,000 students, is not attempting to track or regulate students' activities or spy on them, according to a district spokesman, Pascual Gonzalez. Northside is using the technology to locate students who are in the school building but not in the classroom when the morning bell rings.
Sure, and that's not considered spying or tracking or anything like that. It's just, we're just doing it for their best interests, of course. We just need to know where you are at all times for your own good. You might do something bad, like go out in the woods and smoke a cigarette or something like that, and we can't have that.
Texas law counts a student present for purposes of distributing state aid to education funds based on the number of pupils in the classroom at the start of the day. Northside said it was losing $1.7 million a year due to students loitering in the stairwells or chatting in the hallways.
So now if they have some sort of tracking program that will show them where the students are, if they're outside of the class, they will be able to zero in on them and move them into the classroom so they can be there on time for the
count. It's all about money and control.
So the state can get their money, or the city, or whatever, the school board can get their money from the state.
Why don't they just peel off $5 of this money that they get per student to the students if they're in their seat?
Oh, they've done bribe program before. That wouldn't be the first time
Seems more effective to me. The homeroom teacher, that's how it was at my high school. You had to go to homeroom before you went to class. So there was homeroom with the indoctrination and, prayer or whatever. Prayer to the icon, the red, white, and blue icon, that kind of thing. But if they just passed out a $5 bill to every student that was sitting in their seat, there you go.
Now, this should creep people out. And it's sold as, it's for the kids' own good. We don't want them to be out somewhere where they shouldn't be, and we're just trying to keep track of them, and we're not going to hurt anybody, and this is okay. But I have a suggestion as to where this can go next.
And there's more.
We'll get to that, too, as well. 855-453. Maybe you support this idea, tracking high school students, which inevitably will track middle school students and elementary school students as well. Free Talk Live.
A science fiction comic adventure from Big Head Press. Quantum Vibes. It's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed. With brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on secret missions to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. Quantum Vibes. There's a robot girl and zany creatures made with genetically engineered features. And corporate villains crave the opportunity to steal a profit from others' ingenuity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Take control of these airwaves at 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. How do you feel about tracking your children? I don't mean you as a parent, because that's one thing. You know, you get your kids a cell phone, and it's got the GPS signal on it, so you can log in and see where your kids are at any given moment. That's different from the government enforcing some kind of mandatory tracking system on all of the children at the government schools. That's what we're talking about here, and your thoughts are certainly welcome at 855-450-FREE. Maybe you think it's a good idea. Maybe you think that this will only be used to keep the kids safe. All of the motivations here are totally pure, and nothing will be corrupted about this program.
So let me ask you, what are the dangers? Because, you know, if
the dangers, hold that thought. We can get back to that here in a moment. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. Want to make sure that you can get your thoughts in and also remind you of some important things.
BitInstant.com is the fastest, safest, and easiest way to acquire Bitcoins. Bitcoins are the online currency that allow you to send and receive money on the Internet without having to pay any fees. They give you complete control over your own money. I think they're the invention of the decade. They're an online, peer-to-peer, open-source currency. BitInstant.com makes it possible for you to deposit, you know, whatever cash you have, whatever sort of government money you have, into more than a million locations, including your computer at home, in more than 30 countries. And all you have to do is go to BitInstant.com. You select how you want to fund your account, where your account is, and then make the deposit. It's that easy. BitInstant.com. It's BitInstant.com.
Indeed, I've used it, and it is easy. So, your question was about the dangers, but just to recap briefly, this is a school district in California.
No, Texas.
Excuse me, Texas.
San Antonio, Texas.
I thought I was thinking San Diego for some reason. Anyway, they're in Texas. They have mandated this tracking system, not just for high school students, but also for elementary school students.
Yes.
And middle?
I don't know if they have a middle school.
You would think they would, right?
Like, I do remember that there was a high school and an elementary school that are part of this pilot program.
But only one young lady, a 15-year-old girl, decided she was going to refuse to participate in this. The judge went to court, and the judge ruled, federal judge ruled, that absolutely the government can force this on all of the students, and if this young lady doesn't like it, then she can consider herself expelled.
Before I get to what they ruled that she is obligated to do.
She's been expelled as a result of this.
From this school, yes.
Right. Okay.
The software supposedly only works within the walls of the school, supposedly cannot track the movement of the students, but it can locate where they are.
And that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, doesn't make any sense to me either. And it does not allow students to be monitored by third parties. Although my understanding of the way RFID technology works is anyone with an RFID reader close enough to one of the tags,
you can shoot it and it'll bounce back at you. Right?
Yeah, can get the information that's on there.
I have a feeling that whoever made that statement doesn't know what the hell they're talking about.
They certainly don't want to allow any fears that this might be misused.
Right.
And, you know, why would they want to allow fears that it might be
misused? Right, because then more people might refuse to do it. Now, before we talk about the dangers, I want to know the rest of the story. What did the judge decide would happen with this young lady? Or what else did you want to share?
The ruling gave Hernandez and her father, who is an outspoken opponent of the use of RFID technology, until the start of the spring semester, later this month, to decide whether to accept district policy and remain at the magnet school, or she can return to her home campus where RFID chips are not yet required.
Or she can leave the school system, right? I mean, that's always
an option. Not one of the options given to her by the judge.
Sure, but, I mean, he can't force her to stay in the government schools yet, right? It hasn't gotten that bad in Texas, has it?
I don't think she could drop out until she's 16.
Well, with a parent's permission, you should be able to homeschool. I mean,
I'm not sure how easy it is to homeschool.
I don't either. I don't know either.
Texas.
So, if you live in Texas, you want to enlighten us on that, feel
if
free.
If some school opened up in town and they used RFID chips to track students inside the campus, I wouldn't have a problem with that, and I don't think you'd have a problem with
it
either.
You mean a private school?
A private school.
If that's the agreement that the parents have and that they think that's something they desire.
It seems like a great way to make sure the kids stay where they're supposed to stay. I mean, that's part of what you want from a school, right? Like, I think I can rely on you people to make sure my kid stays here when I drop him off here. I think that's what a parent might want from a school.
And clearly most parents don't mind, right? They're going right along with the program. Only this one young lady has stood out and has refused.
So once again, I'm left with this particular policy doesn't bother me. What bothers me is that I'm forced to pay for it and that anybody's forced to pay for it.
Well, no, what bothers me about it is I get that a parent wants to know where their children are. I get that. That makes sense. I don't blame any parent for wanting to, you know, be able to track their youngin' to make sure that they're okay. I mean, kids do get abducted sometimes. It's a reasonable fear. I think it's overblown, but it's, you know, something that parents are concerned about. And or if they tell their son or daughter to do something or go somewhere and they go somewhere else, then that's, you know, that's against the parents' rules. And as long as the parents are paying the rent for the children, I don't think it's unreasonable for there to be rules that follow along with that. But the parents, I think for the most part, with the exception of some sadistic parents that are twisted, I think for the most part, parents are interested in the best interests of their children. I don't ascribe the same interest to government. I don't doubt that some of the people running these schools are interested in the best interests of the kids, or at least what they think the best interests are. But at the same time, they're also interested in their rules and their system. And they're interested in making sure that the kids are obedient to that system, because it's a government school system that trains kids to be obedient little serfs so they can grow up and be obedient little workers in the big corporate corporatocracy system. The next step of this is clear. They're going to have some kind of citywide tracking on the kids. Because as they said, this tracking system won't work allegedly outside of the school walls. That's because they have RFID, you know, readers that are installed along the hallways or wherever it is they have them installed to where they can shoot the signal down and bounce back and see where the kids are, that kind of thing. Obviously, those don't exist outside of the school. But if each child is forced to have some government cell phone tracking system, because all kids have cell phones today, or at least a good chunk of them do. It's a fairly high penetrated market, young people with cell phones. So the next step is obviously, well, kids can be tardy, and they can be, what's the word when you're truant? When you're truant, you're not even on school campus. You haven't even shown up to school on that day. They might be at the mall or hanging out at the, you know, the ballpark or, you know, doing something else that teenagers do when they are not at school. And obviously the school has an interest in having them at the school. As we've pointed out, they get money from the state if they've got them at the school at the beginning of the school day. In addition, they usually have to send the police around to look for truant children. So this would be the next excuse, is that, well, you know, this system worked so well. This system worked so well in our testing phase in the schools, we just figured we'd roll it out citywide. And now your child will have at least 5 days a week they'll have to be wearing their tracking chip. Or tracking cell phone or whatever.
This is the slippery slope argument. And
and it's valid because that's what happens. Government grows. It becomes more intrusive and more oppressive and more expensive over time. But we can come back and continue the discussion here in moments. And you're welcome to add your thoughts as well. Are my concerns overblown? 855-450-FREE. You can bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
Looking back on 2012, we ask ourselves, how did we ever survive from natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy? Our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. At eFoods Direct, we hear from customers every day that are fortunate enough to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. After Hurricane Sandy, Danny from New York City wrote, "Almost all of the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my my sister and niece. It is better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Heed the warnings and do what Alex has done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex and build your food supply. It's the best tasting non-GMO long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $34.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans. And it's perfect if you're traveling or away from home. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Live. Are the fears overblown about this government tracking system at the Texas school, San Antonio, where you used to live, actually just down the street from where you used to live, Daryl? 855-450-FREE. Am I blowing it out of proportion by saying that the next step is citywide tracking for students? Because if they need to know where they are when they're on school campus, wouldn't they also need to know where they are when they're off school campus?
You know, and San Antonio is known as Military City USA because there are five military bases that are, you know, either on city property or very close to the city. Mm. So the people that live there, for the most part, are ultra patriotic and, you know, big government, yay.
We'll do as we're told.
So I would not be surprised at all if they do institute citywide RFID cards for school children.
I don't know how, you know, obviously I'm not on the technical side of things too adept as far as, you know, what's the best system for citywide tracking. Because if you were going to do RFID citywide, it would probably require a big rollout of infrastructure in that.
Probably.
You have to have the readers. The RFID chips can only be read from a certain distance away. I don't know what that distance is, but it's not like, it's a fairly limited distance if I'm recalling correctly.
Just put them on the streetlights.
Well, right. That's what I'm saying. They would do something like that because it would be a huge product rollout. They would have to contract with some kind of contractor who's going to get all kinds of money to put one RFID reader on every single streetlight in the city, or, you know, every stoplight or something like that. But still, that, you know, that still gets you in. There's still areas in which that won't cover. So it makes more sense to have some sort of a GPS-based and or, I guess GPS wouldn't work either because that doesn't shoot back to the satellite. So the most sensitive sensible one is cell phones. Cell phone signals cover all of a city, and most kids already have a cell phone, so it would just require some sort of installation of some government tracking app on that smartphone, and or there could simply be government-issued tracking devices, cell phone-based tracking devices. We were looking into
They could probably even put some sort of GPS tracking device inside the RFID card.
They could, but the problem, again, maybe I don't know enough about the tech. Most GPS tracking devices are not, they don't know where that is. I mean, as far as, like, the satellite, when you're using your GPS device, the satellite doesn't know that you're using GPS. The satellite just sends signal to the Earth, and then the GPS device uses the signals from the satellites to triangulate, or whatever you want to call it, its position. It uses multiple satellites. Why, if you can only see one satellite from your GPS location, you won't get a lock on your location, because it needs to have more than one point in the sky to be able to know where it is. So GPS devices are usually receive only, to my knowledge. So you wouldn't be able to use GPS. GPS could be used in tandem with a cell phone if the cell phone's data signal was sending the GPS location out to a server.
I thought the OnStar tracking thing used GPS.
There may be some sort of return signal-based situation with OnStar, and or they could be using it in tandem with cell phone networks as well. So I don't know how OnStar works, and I'd be interested in learning about that. I'm not saying it's impossible to use GPS in this situation.
It sounds expensive for one city to do. I mean, if you're going to roll this out across the country, then that seems more much more likely. I don't see the next step that you're talking about here coming anytime in the relatively near future.
Why not?
Because it's expensive.
How many teens have smartphones?
As a teen, I probably would stop having a smartphone. If
you're required to have the smartphone,
what if you're poor?
We'll pay for one. You can get
a
basic one.
They have the free phone programs.
Great.
Right, and you don't have to have. See, here's the thing: for a free cell phone, you don't have to have a smartphone to be tracked. As long as you have a cell phone, you are completely trackable.
And also, what you're requiring is the student charges their phone. I mean, and people forget to charge their phones every day.
So that's a good point. There would be penalties involved in this program if you don't charge your phone at night, son. We're going to have a problem. You're going to get a referral.
Well, they've got the wireless
power was turned
phone
off of
charging
my house.
Docking stations I've seen. So maybe they could install those in the school so that while you're at school, the phone is being charged wirelessly somehow. And that way you don't have to worry about, you know, oh, my phone wasn't charged. I forgot to plug it in last night before I went to bed.
Wireless charging is it's kind of a futuristic technology. I don't know how. You can do it, but it's very near field, very limited. From what I understand, you wouldn't be able to sit across the class and get a wireless charge that way.
Also, I think you have to have a special back on your phone.
Probably. They would just crack down. I mean, the government uses force to make people do things that they want them to do.
Let's talk about
the kids' program
instead of what the heck. I mean, you're just talking about this futuristic thing that might or might not happen.
You don't think it's likely, clearly. I think it absolutely is, and it's totally technologically doable.
I think
totally.
The problem, it's technologically, but it's, you know, financially.
Financial's not an issue. This is government.
There's all kinds of things that government doesn't do because it's financially prohibitive.
This is not expensive. I mean, you just have to get tapped into the cell phone networks and their information. Just require the cell phone companies to do all the hard work.
I don't know. It seems unlikely.
You want to put up a tower in our city? Well, you can give us access to the information.
It seems unlikely.
Let's go to the phones. John's on the line in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. Well, you also would have said 10 years ago, Mark, that it was unlikely that they'd be regulating people's front yard gardens. So keep that in mind. John, go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey guys, John Bush again.
John Bush.
What's
on your mind tonight?
Well, I think the solution for this type of chicanery is to homeschool and to provide or to find alternative means of educating besides the public schools, because I think they're on a path towards serfdom, and it's just going to keep growing and growing. And I don't think tracking the movement and activity of every citizen in this country isn't that far-fetched of a program.
I agree.
That's the path it's on.
I think that the government would love to know where everybody is. They may very well with all the cell phones. I mean, you know, my smartphone has a way to be tracked right now. It's being tracked right
That's
now.
That's right. All they have to do is tap into that information if they want to know where you are.
And a lot of school districts are giving kids the free laptops now.
That's true.
When they go into school, so I'm sure they could track the laptop somehow.
Yeah, they have facial recognition cameras already in several cities throughout the United States for a few years now.
That's kind of crappy, though, at least at this stage in the tech development. They tried that in Ybor City several years ago, and I know it's gotten better since then, but every time we've talked about it, the people that have called in that have some experience with those systems say they're absolutely useless, because usually if they're doing facial recognition, they're comparing against mugshots, which are, of course, shot from front on, whereas most of the cameras that are monitoring people are you know, above other people. So they're getting more of like a third-person kind of angle downward on someone, and it's much more difficult to match up those photos. That's not quite there yet, but you can damn well better believe they're pouring money into it.
Yeah, and there people are leeching off the system doing it. A lot of people are volunteering their information and putting themselves through these types of systems, and maybe this Facebook tag everybody's face in all these different positions isn't just being compiled to use for some of that technology.
I think that's a legitimate concern. No doubt about it. So now, do you think that I'm blowing it out of proportion, suggesting that the next step might very well be citywide tracking for students?
Just students.
Well, it would help with the law that they have against truancy. So, I mean, it would be a means towards that end. There's already a law in place that they could use an excuse for. There's always a tendency with law enforcement, especially when there's federal grants involved and this fancy technology like Batman's new toys, to go ahead and just grab it and move forward. And I think that's what happened in the San Antonio situation. It would help them to ensure attendance was prime so they can continue to get more money and further their budget. And then you have some parasitic corporation on the side that has an opportunity to sell its RFID technology. I think it's a lot more of the corporatism and parasitic business on the side more than
A lot of the times this is actually pushed by those corporations, where the corporation will come up with this technology. They'll come to the school board meeting and say, just give us a couple $1 million and we'll help you out here. John Bush, thanks for the call tonight, man. Appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE. That's John Bush from Rise Up Radio. 855-450-FREE. Your thoughts are welcome. Do you think this is good tech? Do you think this is useful and something that you would welcome in your local government school system? Of course, I agree with John. Get your kids the hell out of the government school system, and then this probably won't be an issue for you. Free Talk Live.
What if I could show you a way to take as little as $5,000 and make $100, $1,000, or even more every day by working less than an hour a day with little or no risk? Would you be interested? Hi, I want to tell you about Tactic Trading, a school that teaches homemakers, students, entrepreneurs, executives, the unemployed, or the underemployed how to earn money every day using our proprietary charting tools, indicators which let you know when to buy and when to sell. I know when you hear the term day trader, it sounds risky, but we're so confident in our system that after you graduate, we will fund your trading account with up to $25,000. And here's the best part. When you trade, we'll let you keep up to 80% of whatever you make. Call 877-219-3096 to learn how you can participate in a free online webinar. That's 877-219-3096. Call today. Trading can involve substantial risk. Visit tactictrading.com/100 for complete disclosure.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your LifeStraw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
My name is Stephen Hewer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He has become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Whatever you want, you may also comment on the existing story, which is about tracking your children. That is, if you still have them in government schools. And, of course, this is yet another reason, in my opinion, to get them out of the government schools, as John Bush suggested a few moments ago. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. That's 855-450-FREE. It's brought to you by SACL, C-A-I, and... Free Talk Live is brought to you by Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. I've been tracking the numbers over at Amazon, which is where the pre-order sale is going on. Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree, of course, is a movie featuring Derek J, who used to be one of the hosts on this show, and hopefully we'll have him back on the air one day when he finally moves back to New Hampshire. He's currently on his exile tour because, well, he was put in jail for 2 months. And that was a portion of a 540-day sentence. So he still got hundreds of days hanging over his head as a suspended sentence, all for the horrible crimes of dancing in a public park, riding his bicycle, smoking or attempting to smoke some cannabis. He also at one point, I know I'm forgetting one of them. There's something else he did. But
went to court.
Yeah, and he went to court, which was illegal for him to do because he had been banned from the court, as I had been banned
now,
from the court.
In that case, he hadn't gone. I think all the evidence points to he hadn't gone in that court.
He did not go in the courthouse.
The courthouse, which is what he was banned from doing.
He was banned from the whole property. They alleged that he was up by the front door. He claims he never was by the front door. He claims they made a mistake, that they confused Ross from Arizona, who was visiting on
and wearing
day.
A similar hat.
And wearing a similar coat and hat. I mean, he really did. And glasses. I mean, he really did look like Derek J. So that was Derek J's suggestion. But Derek took the plea on that. So we never really got to see, you know, where he was. The case never had to be made because Derek was facing something like 9 years in prison over all of these victimless crimes. And he decided to plea out, which, of course, was contradictory to a message that he promotes, which is don't take the plea deal. But, You've got to do what's right for you. And not taking the plea deal makes more sense when you're just facing one charge, when you know exactly what you're getting into, when you know what the maximum penalty is going to be. I don't blame anybody for taking the plea deal if they feel like it's the right thing to do for him. And I know how hard of a decision it must have been for him to make that choice. And he goes over all of this in the movie, Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. We talked about it a lot during the summer when the movie originally came out on YouTube. It's got over 40,000 views now on YouTube, which, you know, I'd like to have 40 million views, but 40,000, that's pretty good, I think, for a Liberty video. It's hard to get a million views with a Liberty video. And the production quality is fantastic. It's an excellent film. It'll make you laugh. It might make you cry. And it's free online.
It'll make you angry.
But if you want to get the DVD version, that would be great because it's coming out in less than 2 weeks. The 22nd is the actual release date. So we're in the pre-order phase right now. You can go to Amazon through order.victimlesscrimespree.com. But why would you want to get the DVD when you can watch it for free online? Well, maybe you like what we're doing and you want to show some financial support for the film. If the DVD sells a bunch of copies, then that would be some sort of indicator that people value the film and that, you know, maybe we'll make another crime spree someday. Who knows? But also you get perks, too, like the packed-in special features that we've loaded up the DVD with, including a question and answer session from the real-life premiere of the movie with Derek J. and myself and Bo Davis, who is the editor of the film. In addition to that, we all did a commentary track together, the three of us. Plus, there's a commentary track with just Derek J. And you can only get that inside the movie commentary when you're watching the DVD. Not to mention the approximately seven hours of bonus activist footage content. All the stuff you saw in the movie, you get the full-length versions of those activist videos. Now, you might say to yourself, yeah, but all that stuff's up on YouTube. It's up on YouTube right now, but there's no reason why YouTube won't pull one of those videos tomorrow. In fact, YouTube has pulled some of the activist videos that we've uploaded from our activism here in Keene, because some bureaucrat will complain to YouTube, and YouTube has this policy, well, if someone complains, we'll just pull the video.
Yeah, why put themselves in danger in any way?
Right, so one of the school outreach videos has been gone from YouTube for months and months. It's on the DVD. That video's not going to be pulled from the, you know, thousands of copies of the DVD that are available. So you really truly get a compendium of all of the activism that happened over the time period that this film chronicles if you pick up the DVD. And you know what? It's less than $10, $8.99. You get all those features packed in there and more. We've packed in other things on there as well, as much as we could possibly fit, basically, on a dual-layer disc. So we went for the extra layer, so you have twice the data capacity for the disc. I'm really proud of this thing, and I'm also really excited because if you go on Amazon, go to order.victimlesscrimespree.com, and you scroll down, it'll show you the current Amazon ranking. Because Amazon has a constantly updating ranking of all the products that they're selling. It updates, I think, on a once-an-hour basis. And we started selling this in pre-order phase, I think, back on the 5th, and I started taking notes back then. The number was over 37,000 when we started on Amazon. I think it was even much higher than that, but the first time I really wrote it down was 37,000 back on the 5th. It went to 19,000 on the 7th. 18,000 the next day. This morning I advertised that, hey, it was at 37,000. Now it's at 17,600. And then 8 hours. Yes, this is of all the movie and TV.
You should be using ordinal numbers when you say this. 37,000th and 6,000th in order to make this clear. Okay.
It's from the top, so number one being the best ranked. Right. This is of the movies and TV products on Amazon. And then 8 hours later, after I announced 17,695th place, 8 hours later is down to 12,000-something, and now it's down to 10,504th.
What's your goal?
As high as we can get it. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, top 1,000?
Top 1,000 would be nice. But we're about to break the 10,000 barrier, and I think that's pretty cool.
I wonder how many sales that is that does that.
Oh, it could be 50 of them. I really have no idea. What does it take to get you from 37,000 to 10,000?
I imagine as somebody who sells books on Amazon and has watched the rankings, it's not necessarily how many sales you have, but it's how many
other things
that are in front of you that aren't selling. that you just happened to jump over. You may have sold one copy last hour and jumped 15,000 spots because everything in front of you didn't sell anything.
I see. But it must be some sort of rolling average, though, right?
Because yeah, it is rolling averages to some extent.
Because if it was just based hourly, then we'd be going all over the place.
Right.
And it's just going up.
Right.
Or down, however you want to look at it.
There are some things that have been on there for years that, you know, stay consistent.
Mm-hmm.
The rankings... It's one of those things, the first year, year and a half that a product is out, the ranking, they will consistently jump. And if sales stay somewhat consistent, they'll keep a steady average number. But, you know, otherwise the number, it will fluctuate up and down thousands of spots just because you sold three copies, this other thing sold two, so then you jump over it, and then the next hour you drop down.
Got it. Well, as far as I'm concerned, it's exciting, right? Like,
yes.
People, you know, we've gone from 37,000 to 10, almost crossing the 10,000 threshold, and that's something worth talking about, and the movie's worth talking about because it's great, and I'm not just saying that because I put some money behind it. It's something I really am proud of, and so please go to order.victimlesscrimesfree.com. That takes you right to the Amazon page, and it actually takes you in through our Free Talk Live link that's built into the link, so when you order through order.victimlesscrimesfree.com, not only do you get a hell of a deal on an awesome DVD package of the director's cut of the film, if I might add. It's slightly different. There's some more footage that's been tweaked. The package, the presentation is tweaked a little bit
different
as well.
Different music.
Yeah, totally different music. Good point. And it's great. So you get a great deal, you get a great movie, and you get to help the Liberty Movement, because the more popular this gets on Amazon, the more likely somebody else is going to pay attention to it, and somebody else might order this film, because I think it's got a really great Liberty message to it as well. It's you know, it's rare that you get in the Liberty Movement.
It's amusing and entertaining, too.
Right. It's rare that you get things in this Liberty Movement that are you know, that are entertaining, that are something, you know, because there's so many books. You know, there's all kinds of books. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with books. You're a publisher, Daryl, and people can go and buy your books and others through fpp.cc, which is your website. But there's a glut of books in the Liberty Movement.
Yes.
Not so much entertaining feature-length documentary films. And this is one of them. So order.victimlesscrimespree.com. Plus, you get to leave your you know, messages and your reviews. There's already two reviews up there. Obviously, they haven't reviewed the DVD. They're just reviewing the movie itself. And please, leave your reviews on order.victimlesscrimesfree.com. We'll continue tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime. And don't forget, again, join Daryl on his website. Check out fpp.cc. He does a weekly news update podcast, as well as you do a newspaper.
Yeah, it's reverted to newsletter form for the time being.
It's all there, and it's free over at fpp.cc. We'll see you tomorrow night. FreeTalkLive.com.
Are you in trouble with the IRS? Tax Debt Relief Centers wants to give you a free consultation to give you real relief. We know your rights. We know how to get you maximum relief. If you owe the IRS or state $15,000 or more, call us for a free, no-obligation consultation. We can help with liens and wage garnishments. Get freedom. 800-714-9653. That's 800-714-9653. Help is here. Call 800-714-9653.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP
is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.